Surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us run. These words are right above our little baldacchino up here at the top of the sanctuary. And when I first got here to All Saints, that's all I thought it ever said. And then someone pointed out, look, Father, on the side, there's more to it. And it says, let us run so as to persevere in the race. May we always persevere in the race to become a holy saint. The saints have always been celebrated. In the 7th century, this particular feast day of All Saints came about. In Rome, there was a pagan temple, a pantheon dedicated to the false god Jupiter. And in that temple, there were many sacrifices going on, and even human sacrifices. And when an emperor came along, and who was friendly to Christianity, and he stopped those pagan sacrifices. And then he gave that temple to the Holy Father at the time, who was Boniface IV. And now, today, instead of those false pagan sacrifices, we have the true sacrifice going on in that church. It's that church is dedicated to the Mother of God and to all the saints. So this is where this feast day particularly comes about. You can go into that church and there's altars surrounding the whole circumference. The church is a giant circle, but on every wall it's surrounded by different altars. And each altar is dedicated to a particular saint. In honor of this, and when we come to Holy Mass, here we are with the King of Saints, and here he is giving us the grace to become like they have. It's the saints who lead by example. Today we contemplate the communion of saints, you know, particularly the saints in heaven. You know, every age there have been saints, you know, heroic men and women of virtue who have stood against the tide of the world. In every age, there have been saints to light up the path, to show us the way of holiness. I love Benedict XVI's phrase on the saints. He says, the saints are the luminous trail through history. The saints are here to show us the way through the darkness, to show us how to keep the faith and persevere in the race, to become holy, to become and join them in heaven. In every age, there have been saints in times of persecution. There have been saints who rose up. We can think easily of the early Christian church, where it was illegal to be Christian, but still, you had all these Christians, you know, living their faith and dying for the faith, becoming saints in the persecutions, put to death by the state, you know, giving their lives by the lions and dying in other, you know, cruel ways, all for the love of the Lord. The early Christian martyrs, the fathers of the church, you know, stood up in this way. Or when the world was falling apart, you know, different institutions falling apart, such as the Roman Empire, you had saints such as Pope St. Gregory the Great, who stood up to try to hold it together, to say, look, we need to look to Christ. He's the one that's going to make us one. He's the one that's going to unite us. Or Augustine, when society was, very dark. So he had the idea of starting these monasteries to be centers of learning and protect the arts and protect the faith. You know, to have, give people hope, you know, little pockets of hope throughout the world. That was Benedict, excuse me. Or Saint Scholastica, his sister. Or in times of immorality, you know, there was, you know, throughout history, there's been different times of immorality. We can think of the time of Saint Catherine of Siena, where you had bishops and even the Pope, you know, being immoral. And it was Saint Catherine who stood up and said, look, you need to clean your act up. What an example for us today when we're faced with the same thing, huh? Or even in times of peace, when the church was flourishing, you had saints such as Saints Thomas Aquinas and Saints Bonaventure, and many others, to light up the path, to keep us on the straight and narrow. We can think of in our own age, and we can pretty much put all the different ages into our own age, because it's a very difficult age, this age of destruction, society's fallen apart, immorality in the church and outside the church. I think, and we see all the beautiful saints that Monsignor Schulte has picked out to point out in All Saints. I think it's no coincidence that we have these particular saints. Saint Faustina, at the beginning of the 20th century, the most evil century in all of history, it is said. Two world wars, and just destruction rampant. And what was her message? It was a message of mercy, that God is with us even in this difficult time, to turn to him, to abandon your sins, to turn to him who is merciful and loving. He will take you back. And the one who brought about that message of mercy through St. Faustina was St. John Paul II, being allowed it to be promoted. What was his first words, again, in the most evil century? Be not afraid. I am with you, he says, pointing the way to Christ and all his beautiful encyclicals that he wrote, protecting the family, protecting society and the church, and defending the beauties of the church. St. John Paul the Great, who we have his little zecchetto over there next to St. Faustina. Or in an age where the human person is under attack, that if you can't do certain things, you're deemed worthless. St. Mother Teresa, working in the poorest country of the world, Calcutta. And there she is, lifting up the poor, the forgotten, the lonely, people who other people thought were worthless, to say, look, this person is important. You're made in the image and likeness of God. You are priceless. She went out to reach them and raise them up. In an age where human life is under attack and can be thrown away in the womb, you have St. Gianna Mola, who is a doctor. What does she do? She gave her life for her baby so that her baby may live. St. John Paul II, St. Mother Teresa, one of them said this quote. They talked about in an age where, you have abortion, you can get rid of the unborn. It's an age of no hope. Society will fall apart. And St. John Paul II and St. Gianna Mola stood up, said, I'm going to give life for my baby. I don't care if my life is on the line. I'm going to follow the example of Christ and lay my life down for the other. Showing that, yes, there is hope. There is hope in life. Or in an age where the priesthood is under attack, I don't need the church. You have saints such as Saint Padre Pio, the wonder worker, working all those wonderful miracles, all those gifts that he had. Having three-hour masses, offering up the wounds of Christ, the stigmata, configuring himself completely to Christ, spending many hours in the confessional. Say, look, it's the priesthood stands in the place of Christ. That we need good, holy priests out there to bring Christ to people. Because it's Christ that's what's going to change the world. Or with the youth, many people are the youth are, you read statistics and the youth are, sometimes seem to be losing their faith, especially when they go to college. Blessed Pier Giorgio, who was a youth himself, who loved God, who worshiped him, who went out and proclaimed by his life, by doing the things that he loved, sports and climbing mountains and all that sort of stuff, and giving glory to God in everything that he saw. Given the youth hope, to say, look, the youth should focus on holiness, on God, who is our hope. Or Saint Joseph, blessed Benedict the 16th, wanted his name to be read in all the Eucharistic prayers that we have at Mass. Pope Francis, put that into effect. Men is under attack today. Masculinity, what it means to be a true man. So the church puts before us Saint Joseph. To say, look, this is what it means to be a man, to stand up for your family, to love your family, to live the faith, to bring your family to Mass, to bring your family to the church, to worship God who deserves all our worship. That's what it means to be a man. To work hard for your family, to protect them and honor them, and lead them to heaven. And of course, the Blessed Virgin Mary, who is the queen of all the saints, who is our mother, who obtains the grace from her son so that we too can become saints. Or other saints just recently canonized. The family is under attack, and the parents of the little flower were just canonized. Show me what it means for mom and dad to be holy, to lead their family towards God. Or in an age of impurity, we have little saints such as Maria Goretti. Saint Maria Goretti, 11 years old, who gave her life because she didn't want to sin in impurity. She said no, because it would be in a great offense against God. And she stood up. So it's no coincidence that we have these saints here before us. For this is the age in which all these different things that they stood for are under attack. In every age, we are called to strive to be saints. To strive for holiness. Don't believe the lie that you can never be a saint. I just gave away the premise of that book, by the way, that's in the back. What's the biggest lie in Christianity? But we can strive to be saints. And we too can be holy. There's a saint for every walk of life. And someone who went before us to show us the way to how to be holy, to sanctify the world around us in our vocation, whatever that may be, to be out in the world and sanctify the world around us. It is possible. Don't ever think that it's hopeless. Don't ever think I can never become a saint. I committed all these sorts of sins. No. Mercy. Be not afraid. Repent. Turn back to the Lord, like Saint Paul. Stand up for the truth, like St. Peter. Believe in the church our Lord has given us, which is the instrument of salvation for the whole world. The saints are our inspiration, that we hope to join them in their glory in heaven. So we work for that. We are the saints still striving. Strive to become holy. Change your life. If there's something that's keeping you off the path of holiness, get rid of it. It's not worth losing our salvation. Come back to Almighty God. Trust like the saints did. See, sometimes we think the saints were just born perfect. Everything was great. But no, they were just like us. They worked out their salvation. They made mistakes, but they kept coming back to God. Right? That's what we do. We're working towards our salvation. We never give up. We never give up hope. So follow their example. Ask for their intercession, that we can join them and be singing God's glory and praise for ages and ages, for all eternity in heaven, like them. And how appropriate it is at Holy Mass. Here we are before our Lord, God Himself. Here is where we obtain the grace, the help to become saints. We get to receive God Himself, holiness Himself. So conform your lives to Him. Be attentive to His grace that He gives us each and every day, and especially in the most blessed sacrament, and the grace that we receive in confession and all the sacraments. At the end of the Mass, we're commissioned to go out and proclaim the gospel to all the nations, to go out and strive to turn the world to holiness. Go and proclaim the gospel by your life. Go out and be holy. Go out and be a saint.